to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Before we're done today, Dr. Douglas Howard will stop by. He's in the green room waiting to talk to you about wellness and nutrition. We're going to get a check of the markets and a word on money from David Fisher. But we're going to start with some breaking news on a topic we were just discussing on Tuesday, and that is the persecution of Christians on the African continent. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So just 2 days ago, my next guest was with us, and he was giving us kind of a world overview of an area of what is going to be an increasingly important topic to what I do at this microphone, and that is discussing the persecution of people for their faith worldwide, specifically Christians and some other religious minorities, but mostly Christians that are in different regions of the world. And the fact that they are having such cruelty shown to them, and largely the West is ignoring it, yawning at it, kind of refusing to do anything about it. Fortunately, my friends at Christian Solidarity International are doing anything but that. They are actually on the ground fighting back and trying to protect and do what they can, not only from a relief standpoint, but also with their kind of two-pronged approach, dealing with governments, dealing with world leaders, trying to make the case, if you will, for sometimes global intervention to help protect those that are being persecuted for their faith. And we've had some breaking news in the development of one of those areas, and that's why I wanted to ask Joel Vanderspeck, who is the executive director of Christian Solidarity International USA, to rejoin us. Joel, we just had you on the show on Tuesday, but it's good to get you back today. Talk to us a little bit about what's going on in Nigeria. You mentioned it as one of the 10 or 12 areas that we discussed, but this is hitting a little closer to home today. What's going on there?
It is, Kevin. Well, many people have heard about Boko Haram and the terrorism that they've been unleashing amongst the Christian community in northern Nigeria. Not many have heard of the Fulani militants. The Fulani are also a Muslim group that are terrorizing, not just terrorizing Christians, they're actually slaughtering them in broad daylight, in cold blood, while the government turns a blind eye, and also the international community. So there's been over 60,000, majority of them Christians, who have been killed since 2001. And this is not getting onto the international news roster whatsoever. So thank you, Kevin, for being a voice for the persecuted Christians in Nigeria.
Well, I appreciate that. But talk to me about what the latest developments are.
Right. Well, we have the elections coming up in this Saturday, as a matter of fact, in Nigeria, national elections. And the president of Nigeria, Buhari, is a Fulani Muslim. The Fulanis, as I just mentioned, are the ones persecuting Christians heavily. And so he's doing nothing about this these waves of attacks. And so the Fulani militants who are killing Christians these days want their man to remain in power. So they're intimidating the Christian community. They're attacking Christian villages at nighttime while people are sleeping, slaughtering women and children. They're ambushing Christians on their way home from work after a hard day's work in farming communities and going about their business in the mining business. And you have now just breaking news that Pastor Reverend Dito, his son was abducted just yesterday in broad daylight. The Fulani militants went into Plateau State Polytechnic. They walked past the security. No one tried to stop them. They abducted the pastor's son, and they took him into the forest where he's right now, obviously terrorized and afraid, waiting for some sort of intervention to happen. So we're calling on Christians around the world to pray, to talk to their members of government to have something done about the situation in Nigeria, and also to, if possible, help organizations like Christian Solidarity International, as we are there on the ground bringing direct and urgently needed aid to the Christians of that country.
Yeah. Well, I want to be real clear. The timing of what these attacks, or at least intimidations, are really designed to keep the very corrupt leadership in place, so that then the attacks in the Plateau State, which is where the Christians are being burned out of their villages, can continue kind of unabated. Is that the point?
Right. That is the point. Fulani militants there's not been one arrest since these attacks have happened. The police and the militants, the military rather, enter into a village after the attacks happen. If there's any arrest, it's going to be against a Christian who may be trying to protect and defend the village. And so they might have some weapon. Maybe it's some of them only have clubs or knives or something to try to defend themselves. And then the government goes after the Christians and saying that they're causing religious tension within the country. So that's the type of injustice that's taking place against the Christian community in Nigeria, Kevin. And so there's not been any retaliation against these Fulani that are butchering Christians in broad daylight.
It's just really heartbreaking. And friends, when you realize that this is all going on with kind of the rest of the world kind of looking on and kind of nodding its head and saying, well, that's too bad, and so forth. And Joel, I think a lot of times people confuse the nodding of the head with the doing of the thing. And it's not enough to look on this and to say, wow, that's really terrible what's happening there. We've got to be people of prayer. That God will intervene supernaturally in these things. We've got to be people of action. And when Dr. Eibner and yourself are interfacing with, whether it be our congressional leaders or the world powers at the UN or even in foreign countries where Dr. Eibner spends most of his time, we need to be supporting that effort, because it's the combination of all these things that will eventually make the biggest difference and impact on the Christians that are enduring this suffering. Joel, talk to us about what kind of defenses they have against these people.
There's no defenses at all, Kevin. That's the shocking part about all of this. The government has even squashed any sort of discourse that is raised to simply discussing this issue. I met pastors in Nigeria who had the government police services come to the door on Monday morning after they spoke about persecution against Christians from the pulpit on Sunday. And the security forces told them, they said, if you continue talking about persecution against Christians from your pulpit, we will arrest you and we will drum up these X number of false charges against you and have you thrown out of your ministry. You have even human rights activists in Nigeria who have gone with placards, with signs to the government buildings, simply to raise this issue in a public light. And they've been arrested. Their signs have been destroyed. And there's an absolute unbelievable amount of lack of justice and lack of human rights in Nigeria for the Christians in that, which make up more than half of the population in that most populous country in all of Africa.
Well, it's really disheartening, friends. And if you want to do something to take action, I strongly encourage you to do that. CSI is a great website, csi-usa.org. You can find out more about everything that's going on there. They've got instant links to the things that they're working on. You can also give a gift, because they're one of the few organizations that are standing in the way of these terrorists, basically, from butchering these people. And as they can get Christians kind of relocated into safer spots, there's safety in that. There's safety in a community of Christians coming together to help each other. And I would encourage you to do that. You can also call a phone number, 888-342-1010, if you'd like to get more information or would like to make a gift to help. But CSI on the ground, keeping their eye on what's going on. And Joel, thank you for this update. And let us know how the elections turn out, because even if nobody else in all of American media covers this, I want to make sure that we highlight and put a microscope on it. These people should not be allowed to do this and get away with it with impunity. And as God is my witness, my microphone will be used to help accomplish that as best we can. Joel Vanderspeck.
Thank you so much, Kevin, for doing it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time. Christian Solidarity International. Love these guys. They mean so much. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about money. The markets were closed on Monday, so David Fisher joins us next. And then Dr. Douglas Howard a little bit later this hour. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.